May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. So y'all are getting the short end of the stick today. The folks at 10:30 get to hear from a couple of our graduating seniors about their journey thus far. And so y'all are stuck with me, but that's okay. I have some things to say as well. This week, right, folks are graduating. Folks are moving on. If he hasn't shown you yet, ask Deacon Io to show you pictures of not one, but two of his kids who are now doctors. And, yeah. Ford and Walker will now be living with him. Sorry, did you not know that was part of the deal? We've got three or four graduating seniors, someone getting a master's, got those two doctors. I, in my own life, on Wednesday, I got to sit for a while in some middle school gym bleachers, which was awesome. Because Ford finished eighth grade, and so he's moving on. And so that had me reflecting, because number one, we took a picture, right? And so there's a picture of me and Elizabeth and Ford between us, and Ford's like up here. So then I look back, you know, when he graduated fifth grade, or moved on from fifth grade, you know, Elizabeth and I are here and here, and Ford's like here. I'm like, man, those were the days. But then as you do when your kids get older, you start to think back to everything that has come before. And so I got lost in Apple Photos wormhole going back, and it made me think, I remember when Ford learned to walk, right? And now, like, he's learning to drive, which is a scary thing. But, like, when kids learn to walk, right, you do this thing where you have them in your hands, and you're, like, doing this weird, and they're walking with you, and maybe they're on your feet, and you're doing all that, and then they, like, get to where they stand on their own. Right? And then you can tell they're about to take that step. They're about to take that step. And I remember with Ford, like, he would look up, and he would look, and he'd look up, and he's like, unsure what's going to happen. He's let go of my hands. He's standing there. He's perfectly capable of doing it. But he keeps looking up. He keeps looking up. The disciples today kept looking up. We have this story from Acts. We've worked our way through Acts. We've heard the stories these last 6 or 7 weeks of people traveling around the known world, people going out and doing great things. And today, on this last Sunday of Easter, we go back to the beginning. We hear the story of Jesus' ascension. We hear the story of Jesus praying to God, you know, be with these folks. I'm coming back home. We hear the story of Jesus ascending to heaven, and we're left with the disciples looking up. And then these two guys in white robes, whatever they are, they talk to the disciples. They're like, why do you stand here looking up to heaven? And I think the disciples have to think about that for a minute. I think about the times that I look to heaven, the times that I turn to God. It usually happens in moments in my life where I feel that there's distance, where I feel that there's disconnect, when I feel that there's a gap, maybe a gap between me and God, like I don't maybe feel his presence, maybe a gap between like the reality I'm in and the reality I wish were true, maybe a gap between me and a loved one. But usually when I look to heaven, it's because I'm feeling some sort of distance, some sort of separation, some sort of gap. So 1 minute, Jesus is with the apostles, and the next minute, he's gone. They sense that gap. They sense that separation. They sense that distance. And in those moments, I think the disciples looked up to heaven to see what God was going to do next. And in those moments where I sense that gap, I look to heaven to see what God is going to do next. And my prayer usually sounds something like, God, please help. God, please do something. God, please be with me. And I'm sure you've all had your moments like that as well. Maybe some of you are going through those moments right now, where all you can do is look to heaven and say, God, be with me. God is with us. That's the part of the story we hear today that I think sets this whole operation in motion. That is the point of this story today that allows everyone's lives to be changed. Each week during Easter, we've talked about folks who were one way, something happened, and then they lived in another way. All of that goes back to what happened right here in Act 1. Jesus sends the Holy Spirit. Jesus gives the power and the presence and the peace of the Holy Spirit. Jesus assures the disciples that God is with them, even when they feel like Jesus is far away. Even when they see Jesus escaping into the clouds, they can remember Jesus promised that God was with them. And so when Ford is looking up to me, I think what he was wondering is, Dad, are you going to let me fall? Maybe. That's how you learn. But we, as parents, know that we are always there for our kids. And hopefully our kids always remember that we're there for them. When they start to walk, when they start to drive, when they head off to college. I think Jesus wants the same thing for us. No matter where we're going in life, no matter what we're going through in life, are we going to remember that God is always with us? Because when we do, that's when our lives begin to change. Amen.